This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke.
Family members of victims of the September 11th attacks are opposing U.S. President Joe Biden's participation in memorial events unless he declassifies government documents that they contend will show Saudi Arabian leaders supported the attacks. The victims' family members, joined by first responders and survivors of the attacks, released a letter Friday as the event's 20th anniversary nears, calling on Biden to skip this year's memorial events unless he releases the documents. Nearly 1,800 people signed the letter asking that Biden release the documents, which they believe implicate Saudi Arabian officials. The families have argued that Saudi officials had advanced knowledge of the attacks and did nothing to stop them. Subsequent administrations, including those of Presidents George Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump, have refused to release the documents, citing national security interests. Two Myanmar citizens were arrested Friday on charges alleging that they conspired to oust Myanmar's ambassador to the United Nations, who opposes the military junta that seized power earlier this year, by injuring or even killing him. U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss said in a release Friday that the two men plotted to seriously injure or kill Myanmar's ambassador in an attack that was to take place on American soil. According to court documents in White Plains, New York Federal Court, a Thailand arms dealer who sells weapons to the Myanmar military hired the pair to hurt the ambassador to try to force him to step down. If that didn't work, the ambassador was to be killed, according to authorities. Myanmar's military overthrew the country's civilian government in early February. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The first Afghan city fell to the Taliban Friday when the militants overran Zaranj, the provincial capital of Nimruz in southwestern Afghanistan. The UN Security Council took up the matter on Friday. UN Special Envoy for Afghanistan Deborah Lyons told the council that the war has entered a new and deadlier and more destructive phase.
The Taliban campaign during June and July to capture rural areas has achieved significant territorial gains. From this strengthened position, they have begun to attack the larger cities.
At the White House, Saki said the path of violence will not bring the Taliban the legitimacy it is seeking.
They do not have to stay on this trajectory. They could choose to devote the same energy to the peace process as they are to their military campaign. We strongly urge them to do so.
The council's meeting came hours after the Taliban ambushed and killed the director of Afghanistan's government media center in Kabul, the latest killing of a government official just days after an assassination attempt on the country's acting defense minister. A new report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds COVID-19 vaccines boost immunity even among people who have already recovered from infection. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Researchers looked at a group of Kentucky residents who'd had a coronavirus infection in the fall of 2020. COVID-19 survivors who failed to get vaccinated were more than twice as likely to get reinfected. Scientists found infection does leave survivors protected against a serious reinfection, but blood tests signal that the protection drops against the worrisome variants. In a separate study, Rush University researchers found that even one dose of the vaccine gives people who've recovered from COVID a dramatic boost in immunity, even more than people who've never been infected would get from two shots. I'm Jennifer King.
Hiring surged in July as American employers added 943,000 jobs and the unemployment rate dropped to 5.4%. The Labor Department collected its data for the report in mid-July before the Centers for Disease Control last week reversed course and recommended that even vaccinated people resume wearing masks indoors in places where the Delta variant is pushing infections up. Kenya's Paris Jepchichir won the Olympic women's marathon in Sapporo on Saturday, claiming her country's second consecutive gold medal in the event. Fellow Kenyan Brigid Kosgei took silver, while Molly Seidel of the United States won the bronze. Kenyan Kosgei, the world record holder, had been one of the favorites to win on Saturday, but Jepchichir came out on top after breaking away from Kosgei. Seidel, competing in just her third marathon after moving up from shorter distances, finished 26 seconds behind the winner. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.